sports?
Well, yeah, we got sports news. Of course we do. While Tom is AWOL, there is hint that he has he's gone gambling in Canada. Apparently, I don't know, there's something about not having any pants on and running amok in Canada. He'll be back Monday, right?
Tom King is a big wheel at the craps table.
Mm.
He just is.
There's a joke there about him being full of crap, but I'm not going to say it because I'm better than that. Mm-hmm. There's some interesting news around Derek Jeter being elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame. 69-year-old Hall of Fame pitcher Tom Seaver thinks Derek Jeter should become the first baseball player to be unanimously elected to the Hall of Fame. That's interesting. Seaver came the closest to achieving that when he was inducted in 1992, receiving 98.84% of the vote.
Hmm.
Unanimous. What do you think?
I don't know. I think that's probably important to the person who gets it. I mean, Babe Ruth was not unanimously voted into the Hall of Fame.
Well, let's see here. I've got
Ty Cobb was not unanimously voted in.
Ty Cobb had 98.23%. Nolan Ryland. Yeah, you know, I think I'm just going to retire my tongue at this point. Nolan Ryan came in at 98.79. Cal Ripken Jr., which, by the way, have you seen Cal Ripken Jr. doing his commercials?
No.
The man is bald.
Okay.
Stunningly different. Cal Ripken Jr., 98.53% of the vote. Ty Cobb, 98.23%. George Brett, 98.19%. Hank Aaron, 97.83%. Hmm. No player has ever received 100%. It's possible that someone beats Jeter to the punch since he's retiring at the end of the season. He won't be eligible for the Hall of Fame until 2020.
What I like about the Baseball Hall of Fame now is that players that I've actually seen play are at that age where they're being voted in. The people that I saw play as kids.
Yeah.
Whereas when I was younger, you know, the people who were up for the Hall of Fame were, I was too young. They were all retired, yeah. I'd never seen them play.
Yeah. Seaver makes a good argument here. He not only takes into play Jeter's baseball prowess, but he says he plays the game properly, he respects the game and his predecessors, and also he just compliments him for being a good guy in general. For one team that wears a uniform of greatness, he has no marks against him. He has the numbers, and he wins. And he says he's just a general all-around nice guy off the field as well.
Right. The numbers is something interesting about the Hall of Fame, because there are some people now who are getting into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and I'm not sure you would call them great players, but they are getting in based on their longevity. That there are some magic numbers just for baseball statistics, because baseball reveres its stats more than any other. Like, if you have 300 wins as a pitcher, that puts you in an elite group. Everyone who has 300 wins gets into the Hall of Fame. I think Gaylord Perry is in the Hall of Fame. He has like 280 losses, but he got to the 300 wins, and everyone who has 300 wins goes into the Hall of Fame.
Okay, now see, I don't think I have a problem with that, because you have to be, despite longevity. I mean, longevity can't get you to 300 wins alone. You have to be a pretty good player to get to 300 wins. It can't just be, well, I've been here for 100 years and I eventually got there, right?
Right, okay. Well, I mean, maybe football's going to be like that too. Brett Favre is going to be an NFL Hall of Famer. He's also thrown more interceptions than anyone else.
Well, Babe Ruth struck out more than,
right,
you know.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, I guess it's all relative. Someone who probably will not make the Hall of Fame when it comes to NFL, Ray Rice. He is the running back for the Baltimore Ravens. Remember him? He was the one that got into an altercation with his fiance and knocked her unconscious in the elevator and then, you know, drug her out of the elevator. Hotel security kind of caught him, and he really didn't seem to care much about her.
You know, this is a sad commentary about the NFL and the thug element in the NFL. You said Ray Rice, and I knew that he was in trouble for something.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many of these stories swirling around NFL players.
Hard to remember which one.
I couldn't put the crime with the player until you read it to us.
All right. So police say he punched her, knocked her out cold. They reconciled afterwards, and they got married in March.
Oh, this doesn't sound good.
Sweetheart, I think you're stupid. Anyway, he was dealt a 2-game suspension and fined $529,411.24. Wow. For punching his fiance so hard, he knocked her out, and he gets a 2-game half a million dollars fine and suspension. Appropriate?
I don't know.
I
don't know how if you I were determine the coach, the punishment for something like that.
I would really like to see NFL owners come up and say, I have had enough of this criminal thug element. We are going to take a stance. This is unacceptable. You're done. Pack your stuff. Get the hell out. That's what I would really like to see. And no other NFL team allow him to play. You want to be the water boy? You want to go get towels? You want to, you know, carry the dirty jock straps of the rest of the team? That's fine. But you blew it. You had the brass ring, and you blew it.
What if there is a rule, or the league says a rule, that felons may not play in this league?
I'd like that.
Now, we already do all kinds of, like, if you're a felon in most states, you're not allowed to vote. If
right.
you're a convicted felon, even once you've done your time, you're not allowed to have a firearm.
Right.
We have limits that a felony crime rises to a certain level that you lose some privileges, even when you're done with whatever. Well, a league, because there are federal laws about that, or state laws, could probably have that kind of rule. That in our league, if there's a felony on your record, now that would shut out Michael Vick. I mean, maybe Michael Vick is rehabilitated. I don't know. But if you say that we value our image as a clean league, that we don't
right.
want our people showing up in the police blotter,
right.
that a felony
you're done.
Means that this is not the line of work for you.
I think I go along with that. Speaking of which, let's move on to baseball. Baseball's good and wholesome, right?
Sometimes.
No. Chuck, how do you pronounce it? The Minnesota Twins, Chuck, is it Knobloch?
Knobloch, yes.
Knobloch. He was arrested Wednesday after allegedly assaulting his ex-wife. He was released after posting a $10,000 bond. He's due in court next Wednesday. This is a reoccurring problem, apparently, because he was convicted of hitting a previous wife in 2010 and was sentenced to a year of probation. Now, this is what makes it ironic. The Twins were planning to honor him by inducting him into the team's Hall of Fame on August 23rd. Oh, but that's been canceled. The team says there are no plans to reschedule. Boom, boom, boom. You smack your wife or your ex-wife, and you don't get into the Hall of Fame. Wow. That's tough. WSU Wisconsin Morning News. Lots more coming around. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
I don't date. You know why I don't date? I'm single now. I like it because I can't fight, you know? And I'm so afraid of getting beat up in front of a woman. That freaks me out, you know? I mean, I don't mind getting beat up in front of a guy, but when there's a woman around, I get so nervous. And the last woman I dated, she's like, would you fight for me? I was like, I don't even fight for myself, sweetheart. You can run with me, because that's what I do. We can hold hands while we run, keep it romantic. But you got to keep up, because I book. I'm going to get my ass kicked because you broke a heel. You know what I mean? Because I date loud Italian women from Long Island. You know what I'm talking about? The hairspray and the nails. They never shut up. I try to tell them to be quiet. They're going to talk louder and faster. My dad's a cop. Don't talk to me like that. I was at this restaurant drive-thru. Right? I had this weed-head in the car with the hairspray and the nails, right? And the couple in front of us are taking too long. She's getting really pissed off. She's chomping on the gum, doing the nails. What the? Leans on my horn. Huge guy gets out of the other car. I'm like, no, I'm going to get my ass kicked because of you. Look at the size of this guy. Just go talk to him. I get out of the car. I meet the guy halfway, right? He comes up to me. He's like, you got a problem, pal? I go, yeah, I got a problem. Listen, man, I didn't honk the horn. It was her. I don't have a problem with you. He goes, that's right. I didn't want to get out of my car. She made me.
The news, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.